Dine FM Real Radio, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and returning, this is our special online segment. We're talking with Maggie Connor from Heritage House, and we were talking about music therapy.
Yes.
You said that that was one of the top things for the elderly that they really enjoy.
Absolutely. I mean, we all love music as younger people without Alzheimer's or memory deficits, but especially when you do have a memory deficit or Alzheimer's disease, the music part of your brain is one of the last places that goes away. So you can appreciate music well into the disease. So you do lose your speech with Alzheimer's disease, but music is still available for you. So, for instance, we have some residents who you would not be able to hold a conversation with them or talk to them, and they wouldn't be able to communicate with you. But if you put on their favorite song from when they were 20 years old, they will be singing along. They will be bopping their head to it. They'll instantly light up. It's crazy the difference that it can make when you put on people's favorite music. And also, I mean, if someone played an instrument, played an instrument well, especially in for many years, that is another thing, since it's also music, of course. So we have residents who, again, can't speak to you, can't communicate with you, get very agitated, but you put them in front of a piano and all of a sudden they're playing a concert, a classical, amazing masterpiece of a piano song, and it is night and day. And you can't believe that it's the same person that you were just trying to communicate with earlier and they weren't able to talk to you. And there's actually a really, really cool YouTube documentary on this. It's called, I believe, Alive Inside. And it kind of details how the process works. And there's the cutest little old man, and he just seems so depressed and so sad. And then you put headphones on him to his favorite, I believe he liked jazz music because he used to be a jazz musician. And they put jazz music on headphones on him, and he is just going crazy and he's having a great time. And it's amazing how much music can really improve quality of life at that late stage dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
That's very interesting. So at Heritage House, do you guys do like music playlists for residents?
We do. We actually have this computer called Never Too Late, and it's specifically designed for seniors. And it was developed by this Silicon Valley tech guy whose mom or some relative had Alzheimer's disease. And it's actually has apps on it that you, with a touch screen, and there's all different kinds of programs specifically formulated for elders. And there's several music apps. So you can do playlists, you can do different kinds of music. You can find like 50s, 60s, because normally the type of music that they would want to listen to and would like are the music from their youth. So their 20s, 30s, 40s, teens, you know, something that they can attach to a specific memory, their first dance at their wedding, or, you know, something that made them think of their graduation, or, you know, anything that can be tied to something that was really special to them is something. The more you can attach something to a memory, the more effective it can be at getting them to light up and remember the song. And it also helps if it's something that was just burned into their memory at a young age. For instance, like a Christmas song, like a Jingle Bells or Mary Had a Little Lamb. They won't be able to speak or communicate, but you say Mary had a little, and they instantly say lamb, because that's just such one of the first things that they learned. And it's one of the last things that they forget. So music is a super effective tool in connecting with people with those types of illnesses.
That's wonderful. It's so interesting. I just love it. It's just amazing music, and what a blessing it is. And it's something that, you know, has been proven scientifically to have results from the womb all the way.
It really is.
Until the end of our life process. Well, Maggie, so much appreciate you coming to the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and learn so much about Heritage House, and it's straight from the heart in your history. And anytime you want to come back, you let us know.
Of course.